John was just reaching for the key when he felt it again. A strange shuddering in the earth. But it wasn't an actual shaking. It was almost as if the ground was vibrating, building toward some cataclysm he couldn't begin to fathom. For a second, he thought perhaps a ship was passing by, since they were close enough to the canal to hear them. But then he dismissed the idea. There wasn't a boat big enough to give off these vibrations from such a distance. He looked down, expecting to see the earth jumping and lurching beneath his feet like it did in the movies. Instead, it seemed to be shimmering, as it pulsated with a vibrant force that wasn't exactly an earthquake, but didn't quite fit into any other term he'd ever heard used for natural phenomena. Awe and shock fading, true terror burst through him as he realized this wasn't cool, and it also wasn't stopping. He jumped away from the mower as it also began to shudder, the motion of the earth causing the machine to twist on its wheels with a small groan. It wasn't running, but it was heavy, and he definitely didn't feel like getting run over by the thing. John scurried to get out of the way, struggling to keep his balance as he staggered over the pulsating ground. The land was flat, but it was suddenly an intense effort to make it the few feet to where Carl was clinging to the work truck, his mouth gaping and his face ashen as he gawked at the earth beneath his feet. Birds soared high, cawing and shrieking loudly as the trees began to shake forcefully. Something snapped loudly to his left. Perhaps it was a branch, perhaps a tree, or perhaps it was the ground itself. The sound beat against his eardrums, then continued to echo throughout the air. The truck began to make an awful, twisting, metallic sound that caused Carl to release his death grip on it. He was only 24 years old. He wasn't ready to die. Yet as the ground continued to make any escape near impossible, he was consumed with the certainty this would be his last day on this planet. And then, just when he thought he couldn't stand anymore, as he prepared to scream like a girl and tear his hair out, it stopped.